Pre-tantrum preparations. Like I discussed in the previous slide, in the best case scenario, we know the triggers our kids have and we can identify them and control their outcome without having it get to an actual tantrum. This can also be called the antecedent control. Another suggestion for those of you who are MAP certified, the antecedent or stimulus practice guide can help during these times. For those of you who are not, just follow along here and we'll be going over the basics of it. During a scheduled collateral with parent, talk about tantrums and how most of the time we can identify the triggers for them. Sometimes we have some control over the trigger or other times we don't. So we want to engage with parents and ask them to think of some triggers that their child has experienced over the last few weeks. These may look different and be more specific to the current situation, or they may have changed. Let's take the example of a simple target run. Previously, a plan to control for a tantrum related to a target run could have been the following. Parent could contract with client and let them know that they're allowed to come to Target and that they can pick one thing out of the dollar bin, but that they would not be able to get anything else. Then the child would get to decide if they wanted to go to Target or not. At the store, parent would continue to praise and gently remind them throughout the run of the reward at the end. The child would then pick out their dollar item, get tons of praise, and be on their way back. Depending on your family, this may or may not be the way that they want to control for a target run right now. Using the same example, the control for the stimulus could be that parent explains to child why they can't join them at the store, emphasize that they wish that they could, and suggest that parent will pick out one item to bring back from a bin or discounted area. This can change based on the budget and the ability of each family. Again, the goal is to control the stimuli as much as possible, so get creative with your parents and try to problem solve before the problems actually occur.